fruits doesn't come quickly. It's not like the gifts. The gifts of the Spirit can be imparted in the laying on of hands, but not the fruit. The fruits of the Spirit only come when each and every one of us have to pass the test that God gives us. We have to prove faithful in the midst of trying circumstances. I can't birth your fruits for you. I cannot give you the finisher's anointing. You get that when you successfully complete an assignment, a mandate, and an instruction that God gives you. And what I've learned in my time of serving God and running ministry and moving in the prophetic, anytime I don't hear the voice of God many times, and I'm not seeing the manifestation of what God spoke, it means that I didn't obey the last instruction he gave. And the voice of God can come audibly in a dream, in a vision, through his word and through his servants. And so the Lord's really said to me tonight that I'm wanting to birth long-suffering in my church. Why? Because of the hour that we are in. I don't want to be a prophet of doom and gloom. If persecution continues the way we're seeing now, and churches, I mean, last night on Facebook, I read that in one of the states in the U.S., they've now made it illegal for a church to announce homosexuality as a sin from the pulpit. You will go to jail. The pastors will go to jail. You can't refuse any gay organization using your church. You will go to jail. How are the children of God going to continue saying no when under pressure like this, if they have not learned to pass small things like the fruits of the Spirit? How are they going to say no to the difficult things if they're failing the small stuff? The Bible is, what is that scripture, Karin, where it says that something about running horses?
It's
just don't know. What does it say again? If you don't do pass this, don't expect to run with horses. What's that scripture?
I'll look it up for you quick.
Yeah, anyway. But the point that God is making is, guys, I ask God many nights in my suffering and my affliction. Many nights.
Jeremiah 12:5.
Will you read it, please?
Yeah, sure. Sorry to interrupt you. If you have raced with men on foot and they have worn you out, how can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by the Jordan?
Jesus. Read it one more time.
Isaiah 12:5. If you have raced with men on foot, they have worn you out. How can you compete with horses? If you stumble in safe country, how will you manage in the thickets by Jordan?
Guys, I hope you hear the Spirit of the Lord tonight. Many of you think that I'm too hectic on you. I'm too much of a general, hardcore. Can I tell you something? I am a kindergarten. I am a sweet, sweet, sweet kindergarten teacher to you, compared to the spirit of the Antichrist.
Sure.
I want this to drop. I am preparing you for the rapture, and I'm preparing you for what happens between now and then. I'm preparing you to continue to say in hard and difficult circumstances. But if you cannot birth the fruit of long suffering, if you cannot birth a finisher's anointing, if you cannot remain faithful in the small things, how are we going to face what's not coming? It's already here. And Jesus said, watch and pray lest you fall into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and he found them asleep again for the third time. For their eyes were heavy. They were weary. They were tired. So he left them, went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Now rise, let us be going, see my betrayers at hand. God is saying to you and me, listen, this ministry has been called with a message of awakening. How do we tell the nations to wake up if we is? Prof, but I pray daily. Prof, but are you obedient to everything? Are you able to finish what you start? Are you able to complete even in the midst of adversity? And by the way, the little small tests that we're passing just on this 21-day fast is nothing in comparison to what the earth is about to face. Many nights I sat up crying, Kirsten Whitney, sleeping at my home. There were many nights that Karin cried, Kirsten cried because of the level of my pain, and there's nothing they could do. And I cried out to God and I said, Lord, why? Why do I have to suffer like this? Why do I have to endure such affliction when I've laid down my job, marriage, children, money? I've given everything for you. Why? And he said, Belinda, my greatest battles are given to my strongest soldiers and generals. I'm preparing you for what's ahead. How do I birth the ability of long suffering in you? How do I birth the ability of patience and endurance and faith in you in the midst of adverse circumstances? If all I ever do is give you a bed of roses, if all I ever give you is everything you pray for and you get easy, and you never have to walk in battle, and you never have to be able to be faithful and true to me in the midst of adverse situations and battles. You have been called to be part of the army of God. And if you haven't realized it yet, every one of you are going through a test. Not my test, God's test. And it's not only for prophetic edge. This is for every single son and daughter on the planet of Earth now. That we will remain faithful to the end. Those who run the road with patience, them who endure to the end will be saved. Did you ever think about why God said that scripture? What do you mean endure to the end, Lord, will be saved? It means that he knew that there would be a great falling away and many won't be able to endure the suffering. And so instead of persevere to the end, they're going to give up. But I decree over you and I that we won't be part of that. That we're going to birth long suffering. We're going to birth endurance. We're going to birth patience. We're going to birth the fruits of the Spirit. And when Jesus tells us, listen, I need you to watch and pray. I need you to prepare your spirits. I need you to go through this journey. I'm giving you a mission. We go ahead. The second thing the Lord spoke to me about this week, he said, listen, I need you to start meditating on the book of Mark. And I said, why, Lord? He said, because a lot of what he's seen, there's prophetic in the world right now. And in Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 2, it says, behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching a baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, bearing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. What about this scripture stands out, the one I just read? He ate locusts and wild honey. Let me hear from you.
The locusts and the wild honey.
Why?
We normally eat locusts as substance.
Mm-hmm.
It's a form of fast.
For What was that, Kaiso?
I said it's a form of fasting in preparation for the way.
Yeah. What else?
The locust also represents the divine.
That's right. Divine. What else?
I never heard that it cuts out. What did Karin say? The locust represents
the spirit of devourer.
Yes.
Guys, I'm going to read this again. Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make its path straight. What's God saying to us just in that few verses?
Even though we are going through trying times, he will make a way for us. But we need to stand. We need to prepare the way. We need to awaken the people.
I'm going to continue reading it again. John came baptizing in the wilderness and preaching baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. Then all the land of Judea and those from Jerusalem went out to him and were all baptized by him in the Jordan River, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, there comes one after me who is mightier than I, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to stoop down in. I indeed baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And immediately coming up from the water, he saw the heavens parting and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. Then a voice came from heaven and said, you are my son, whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit drove him into the wilderness. Was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted Satan, and was with wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. Guys, I want to tell you that time right now, this is a sermon I'm giving you that God is asking me to release to the body of Christ. We are now the time, the voice of John the Baptist prophetically is crying out, prepare ye the way. And he's crying out from a wilderness. The wilderness is the state of the nations right now. The wilderness is a dry place, a place that is dry, barrenness in the spirit, dry in the word of God, dry in the prophetic revelations of God, dry in intimacy with the Lord. Dry because of the disasters and the destruction that have come upon the nations. And the voice of God is crying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And turn and repent from your sins. This is the voice that is crying out in the wilderness. This earth right now that is saying, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That anointing that was upon John the Baptist is crying out in the earth. As you and I see the locusts, one of the plagues that is warned in Revelation, the locusts that have gone out into the earth, John the Baptist ate those locusts. Those same locusts that has showed up in Saudi Arabia and Africa, and in Russia this week, was the same locust that John the Baptist ate, meaning consumed. He ate that spirit of destruction. How? By calling the people of God to repentance and preparing for the Lord coming of Jesus Christ. It is this spirit. The Spirit of God is crying out right now in the wilderness. He's saying, prepare the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. I need you to repent of your sins. I need you to hear me in the wilderness. In the way of the Lord, Jesus is coming. Repent and turn from your wicked ways. And the reason John the Baptist ate those locusts is because that anointing of repentance consumes the spirit of destruction from touching us. It is the anointing to repent and confess our sins and remain pure before God that will keep us safe from the spirit of destruction. That's why John could consume that spirit. He could devour the devourer. You hear what I'm saying to you? And not only could he devour the devourer and the destruction that came, but glory in the process, because honey represents glory. Ever think about why he ate honey and locusts together? Why did the scripture mention both? Because by consuming the spirit of destruction, living a life of repentance, he birthed the glory of God. And this is the message that God is releasing to the church right now. And after this, you go through a baptism of fire. After your repentance, you go through a baptism of fire. And you are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the Lord said to me, the key is to let the heavens recognize you in the process. It's not receive the gifts of the Spirit, but not the fruits. There are a lot of people who are operating with the fire of God, but have they been recognized by heaven? Did the heavens open up after their baptism and say, this is my son in whom I am well pleased? And the Lord said, that's the key. It's not just to birth the gift of prophecy, moving in miracles and signs and wonders, revelation. Through the birthing of in the fire of God, that baptism of fire through repentance, and then to hear me acknowledge you from heaven, that heaven recognizes who you are in the spirit, and heaven acknowledges you as a son and daughter of God. This is what you and I need to pursue now in the season. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And immediately after he went through the baptism, and the Father recognized him as one of his own. Remember, not everyone that cries in that day, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. To many you will say, depart from me, I never knew you. It is only to those who the Father has said, this is my beloved son, this is my beloved daughter, in whom I am well pleased, that heaven will recognize. And my actions, our attitude, our behavior, our willingness to actually live a life of repentance, our willingness to obey to the instruction of the Lord, our willingness to finish the race, our willingness to finish the assignment, to fulfill the instruction, to live in constant repentance. Repentance is not an incident, it's a lifestyle. To be baptized in the spirit of fire, and to come up from the baptism and hear the Father and all of heaven recognize us as part of the remnant. And immediately after that process, immediately after heaven has acknowledged you, and immediately after the Lord basically gives you a public recognition that this is my prophet, this is my son, this is my daughter, that's why I'm releasing the blessing. Immediately after that, God takes you into the wilderness. Immediately after you've been to how many nations and moved in signs and wonders and seen a great harvest and miracles and God's glory being revealed and you delivering the oracles of God, suddenly he takes you into the wilderness of sickness and affliction to be tested. And the Bible says that in the wilderness, Jesus was in a dangerous place in the wilderness. The wilderness is the place of barrenness, beloved. Whether it's financial barrenness, whether it's physical barrenness, whether it's relational barrenness, whether it's spiritual barrenness, I'm telling you, many of us are in the wilderness right now. Yes, God has acknowledged us as a son and a daughter. Yes, many of us have repented and we need to continue doing that. Yes, many of us desire, but in the wilderness, we need to pass the test. Being amongst all that says that Jesus was among the wild beasts, meaning that his life was in danger. Those wild beasts are all the demonic principalities and powers and the dangers that you and I are encountering. And it says that Satan appeared to him day and night, tempting him. In the wilderness, in the time of our affliction, in the time of our lack, in the time of us facing conflict, relational issues, spiritual drought, Satan will come to test you. Hear the word of the Lord. Satan will come and tell you, turn your back. It's not worth it. Give up. You're never going to overcome. You're not coming out of this. Whatever God told you is a lie. The prophetic word he spoke is a lie. The gift you're carrying is worthless. You are worthless. You're not going to make it. Turn your back on God. Just let go. Give up. Quit. Day night and day. That voice of the accuser will slander you, accuse you, make you doubt your identity in Christ Jesus, make you doubt the God that you serve and tempt you. Throw many opportunities to tempt you with money, to tempt you with mammon, to tempt you with wrong relationships, to tempt you with wrong opportunities, to tempt you with compromise, to tempt you with slumber and falling asleep. But I want to encourage you, it says that even as Satan tempted Jesus day and night in the wilderness, it says the angels ministered to him. And that is what I'm going to call for tonight. Somebody find me a scripture, Karin, of calling on angels. Because you and I'm done. I trust that you heard the Spirit of the Lord wants to say tonight. And this is not just a message for Prophetic Edge. The Lord said this is a message for the house of God globally. And when he releases me, I will preach it. But I am that voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way. God is saying, will you watch and pray with me in my greatest hour, the final hour for my appearance? I have a people who are lost and they need you. They need my church on fire. They need my church passionate for the harvest. They need my church willing to pay the price and pass the test of long suffering, carrying my fruits, not just my gifts. I need church who understand the importance of watching and praying in this late hour. Can I depend on you? Can I count on you? Jesus, help us so that you don't visit us and say, have you fallen asleep again? Could you not tarry with me? Help us. I'm crying out that you help us as a people to be faithful in praying, faithful in obedience, in long suffering, to birth the fruits and the character of the Holy Spirit. Help us in the wilderness season, Lord, when we are among the wild beasts, the demonic spirits that can devour us. Help us so that we can remain faithful. Help us to go through the baptism of fire of our sins, so that heaven will acknowledge us and our Father will say, this is my son and my daughter in whom I am well pleased. Help us when the enemy is tempting us night and day, day and night, to quit and to give up on our God, to give up on your destiny, plan, and purpose for our lives. Help us, Lord, where we've become fallen asleep in certain areas of our lives to the voice of the Lord. We've become comfortable, Lord. We're only willing to obey you to a certain extent because we want the gift, but not the fruits. Read me some scriptures of calling on angels.
Okay, so the first scripture is Job 4:15-18. It says, then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. The spirit stood still, but I could not discern the appearance of it. A form was before my eyes. There was silence. And then I heard a voice saying, can mortal man be just before God or be more right than he is? Can a man be pure before his maker or more cleansed than he is? Even in his heavenly servants, he puts no trust or confidence. And his angels, he charges with folly and error. Second scripture that I got was Luke 15:10. In the same way, there's rejoicing in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. Samuel 2:17, and now your servant says, may the word of my Lord the King secure my inheritance, for my Lord the King is like an angel of God in discerning good and evil. May the Lord your God be with you. Then 1 Peter 3:21 to 22, and the water symbolizes baptism that now saves you also. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the pledge of a clear conscience towards God. It's saved by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand, with angels, authorities, and powers in submission to him. 1 Peter 1:12. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things.
Okay, thank you. Father, in Jesus' name, I feel like you've said what you want to say. You've birthed a revelation for the church tonight. And at the right time, Lord, I will obey and I will be that voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. But Father, I pray your grace and your mercy upon every one of us, including myself. Where we have fallen asleep, stumble, Father, where we've started to compromise on truth. Where we have birthed the gifts and not the fruits. Where we have made excuses. Where we have not obeyed. Where we have not watched and prayed. Where, Father, we have, whatever we have done to come out of alignment, I'm asking tonight for the grace and the anointing to bring us through repentance, baptism of fire, that we might be acknowledged and recognized by heaven and by our Father. I pray that you strengthen us in the wilderness season, Lord, that none of us will fall asleep, but we will continue to watch and pray. I pray that you will birth in us the finisher's anointing, Lord. Birth in us long-suffering, patience, and faith. Birth in us the tenacity, that we would make our faith like flint and not give up no matter what we see, Lord. Birth in us the ability to overcome the Satan and his wild beasts, his demonic forces, Lord, that will tempt us day and night in the time of our future. And right now, Lord, I'm praying Hebrews 12:22, and I'd make a decree. But he or come unto Mount Zion, and the city of the living God, and the heaven Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Father, I pray that you lift us higher. Take us through the door of Revelation 4 verse 1 into Mount Zion, Lord. Father, with an innumerable company of angels will accompany us day and night, night and day, and minister to us in the midst of the wilderness, even as Satan and his wild beasts, Father, are tempting us day and night. I thank you that you send Michael, you send Gabriel, you send Raphael, you send high-ranking warrior angels, Reba Salamando Robokete, Rebe open the door, Lord. Open the door, Lord. And let us enter to Mount Zion, Father, to an innumerable company of angels, my God, who will see us through to the other side, Lord. I decree that none of us will fail the test, that all of us will birth perseverance, all of us will birth great faith, all of us will birth patience and long-suffering, all of us will finish the race, all of us will watch and pray, all of us will heed your word, all of us will live a life of repentance, all of us will be awake in the spirit and acknowledged by God, all of us will enter through the dawn, Revelation 4 verse 1, and every single one of us will be received on Mount Zion, and we will have an innumerable company of angels ministering to our bodies, our relationships, our finances, our spirit man, everything, Lord, until we make it at the sign. Pray that we will, to the end, that we will be saved. In the name of the Father and the Son and the precious Holy Spirit. And Father, I thank you right now that your blood washes us, that your fire purifies us, and that your blood marks our homes, our cars, and everything connected to us, Lord, our families, Lord, we pray for mercy tonight. Shaprakele dediosuromoskete. Rabaya lebeshke. Our families, don't stop praying. I asked my sister today, Ruth, don't you want to recommit your life to Jesus? Because you've deviated from the truth, and she said yes. And I believe that she's just one of the fruits of many of our families that are going to come back to Christ in this season.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anyone that has a vision, a word, anything to share before we finish? Pray with me for just a few minutes. Pray in the Spirit right now. Come on. I want to hear you.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Diane, I want to encourage you to obey this word tonight. Continue praying in the Spirit even when we ring off this call. Continue, because God wants to birth every one of you tonight. Steward, level of the anointing when you started praying in the Spirit, it was not the same sound you used to have. Don't stop. You started and you stopped. Don't stop. Push, because you're going to give birth to something. Anyone that saw anything you want to share before we ring off?
I didn't see anything at this moment, but when I was just praying in tongues, God reminded me of the video I posted earlier this week with Sid Roth. When you encouraged us to look into the area God showed us, which was meet angels. And I don't know if any of you saw it, but it talks about angels and the ranks that they have in heaven. And one of the things this guy was shown when he was revealed to God about the angels is that the angels understand our tongues, and while we're speaking in tongues, it's so important because the angels then take instruction from us. And I feel that's really empowering, because that's what God's been laying on my heart, that we must be assigning angels, and as we're speaking in tongues, knowing that we have angelic forces that are backing us.
Amen.
And so I encourage you to watch the video, because it just discussed everything that we talk about in about the alignment and everything that you've taught us, and then how the angelic realm comes in line with what our mandate is.
Amen. Anyone else?
Prof, can I say one more thing, please? When you were at the right at the beginning, when you were talking about China, I really wasn't aware of what was going on with China. I don't have my telly on at all. I've just been in my own world with God and wasn't aware of it. But I had a dream, and in my dream, it was about a dragon being sent to my son as a curse. And I woke up and broke it. And then Aaron came home with the Chinese dragon for the Chinese New Year. And he had coloured it in and drew it home. And me and my husband prayed. And it was almost like my said, woe to China. Like, the dragon is their symbol, and this is not God. And my spirit just felt very uncomfortable. And then obviously what's going on now. So yeah, I just wanted to share that, because I think God is speaking us in certain ways, and I just definitely need to be more asking God, what are you trying to show me in this, and what should I be praying for?
Amen. Stuart, I have a sense that you picked up something tonight. What is it?
No, nothing, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
When you were praying in tongues, nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. I'm going to, Kaiso, anything from you?
Nothing from my side, Prof.
Okay. I want you guys to listen to this teaching again. Kaiso, you recorded it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so as soon as Kaiso posts it, I'll send it out. And I want you guys to listen to this again. This is definitely the Spirit of the Lord's mind, guys. This is not me.
No.
Everything I spoke. Mm-hmm. Is what, and it's not just for this ministry, it's globally for the body of Christ. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church right now. So I want you to meditate on it, reflect on it, send it out to people if you feel led to. But I want you to process this and take it to the Lord. Each of us, we work on our own salvation, right? So take mm-hmm. it to the Lord and pray through it. And for those who have missed it, it's very important that you actually all listen to it. And I know that the same Holy Spirit that moved here. Did you all sense the anointing and the Holy Spirit as I was sharing the word?
Yes,
yes.
It was definitely God. This was God that was speaking tonight. So God bless you guys. Thank you very much for your faithfulness. And please don't fall under condemnation. I know there's going to be one or two nights we really can't make it. That's okay. That's not what I was referring to tonight. But as you go and listen to this teaching again, the Holy Spirit will quicken it to you. Amen. I love you guys. And I'll see you tomorrow. Excuse me, Prof. Are we allowed to share there? Hang on. No. Don't share it. Don't share it. No. The Holy Spirit says no. Don't share it.
Husband, am I allowed to share
it? Yes, that's fine. If anyone wants to share it with somebody else, please get my permission first. There's a reason. When I am healed, God will allow me to deliver this message, because this is a revelation for the body of Christ globally.
Okay.
So this is a safe space. Mm-hmm. Once you start seeing it there, you open me up. So please don't send it to anyone unless you've asked my permission first. It's not the right time for me to share it externally, and I don't want a backlash right now. This is a safe platform. So please respect that. It's fine for you to share it with your husband, Natalie. If anyone else feels you wants to share it with someone, just get my permission first, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. I love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 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 Bye.